Super nice to see you, Heiner. Great. Welcome. Welcome. So we're going to just allow one more minute for people to step in, and we're going to start. Great. While we're joining, can you guys just quickly type in whether it's your first time lead network event and a first time event with the Next Gen chapter, or if you have already been with us? First time. Super. Wow, first timers, a lot of you guys.
Nice.
Great. First time, yay, we are getting, we're growing bigger. Not first timer, yes, Michelle, I know. great. Uh-huh. Super. And since we are a chapter which is almost completely virtual in the Lead Network, can you also just say where are you connecting from right now? It's always, gives a feeling of a scope. UK, Germany, Manchester, Belgium, uh-huh, great, Amsterdam, super. Okay, great. Guys, it's really, really great to have you all here. My name is Lidia Timkovskaya. I'm connecting from Tallinn. I'm going to lead this session together with Hiromi. Hiromi, where are you connecting from, by the way?
I am connecting from Northern Italy. So my name is Hiromi, currently working in procurement at Kimberly Clark. I'm co-leading the session with Lidia today.
Okay, super. So I think it's about time we start. Hopefully everyone who wanted to arrive did so. And I think we're going to, have a very warm session. It's already the second time, I think, we're running an end of year reflection session for the Next Gen chapter. And it's always, I think it's one of those moments where you can really feel, what are we trying, to make happen with Next Gen. And throughout the year, it's always about career and how we perform and how we grow. But always, it's nice to have this warm moment where we can also reconnect to ourselves. And today's session is a lot about what has been happening to us this year. And we're going to try to make this space today into a place where you can make some learnings for yourself on what this year has been for you, but also connect to others, because that's a very Next Gen thing to do, and openly share what has, what has happened to you, what has shaped you, and what you want the next year to be. So moving to some of the formal procedures, since you are taking this event with us by the Lead Network, I have to mention the antitrust guidelines. We are openly going to share some of the important things that have been happening to you this year, but please try to make sure it stays in the, it's not part of sharing some of the commercial information, which may be sensitive, but let's really try to focus on the personal things. Since there are a lot of you who are for the first time with us in a Next Gen event, I just want to give you a feel of, where you have arrived and where you're finding yourself in. Next Gen is a chapter of Lead Network, which has been something we've been building for the past 3 years. And as much as you've probably been able to experience the Lead Network, which is a powerful organization, which is aiming to advance women in the consumer goods and the CPG industry, we have made Next Gen into a very special chapter, which by name obviously is aimed at empowering the Next Gen leaders. But we really wanted to give this feel of, hey, it's for us, people just like us, to grow into this authentic business leaders, to raise the Next Gen voice and make sure we can really build a platform for growth by this authentic approach. And today, what we're going to do is use this space to really reflect on the authentic pieces of our career that have been happening to us, both on the personal and professional side this year. Hiromi and I are going to offer you a framework we've built to really reflect on the year at a glance in a Next Gen way. And together, we're going to try to build a way forward, to build some of the visions and maybe concrete steps that you feel you want to make make work for the year to come. Hopefully you're also going to take the advantage of sharing and building up upon each other's vision. But we really do hope that from today's session, you walk out with a clear view of what are you taking with you from last year and what is it that you want to build for the year to come. So first of all, just want to check in, are you guys into this processes of doing end of year reflections yourself? Have you been doing this stuff before? Can you just type in the chat if you know you're taking some time in the end of year for yourself to reflect normally? Yes, you are. Okay, great. Today we're going to do it not yet concretely. Uh-huh. Thanks, Tina. Okay. And I see that some of you are familiar with, or you know, familiar to the process, but we're going to try to make it a next gen step. When we were asking ourselves, what's the point of reflecting? We really felt, you know, that we spend a lot of time delivering stuff, but not as much time looking back and perhaps celebrating what has happened to us and what we have achieved. It also may be that some things didn't go the way we expected them to go, and we want to make sure that we learn from them and that we reorganize and get ready for what we want to see happening in the year to come. And in this approach, in this mindset, we've built this complete guide of end of year reflection, the next gen style. And we want to make sure that, you know, we don't only look at the successes, but we try to kind of, you know, grasp all of it holistically and see the completeness of the experience we've had this year. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the wins. We're going to look at the challenges. We're going to see what gratitudes we can bring for the year. And finally, we're going to build the vision for the next year. We are also going to share quite openly what has been our experience, and hopefully that encourages you guys to also share what has been happening to you. So to start with, I'm going to talk a little bit about the wins. You know, it's a classical approach, you know, kind of to, you know, when you come to a certain milestone, an end of year, maybe you're preparing for your career discussions. And then it's kind of, you know, normal to switch on, okay, what have I been able to achieve by the numbers, by the projects? What have I been able to influence? That's right. That's, you know, kind of a very career oriented thing to do. And at the same time, we often see that we may miss some things. Particularly myself, because I work with women on empowering their authentic career growth, and I do this both individually, but also with a lot of women in the companies. I see that a lot of us look at, you know, the specific great project that I was able, you know, to lift off and deliver a big number. And often, you know, this approach leads to missing out on the things that you may have contributed to or you may have supported. And I want to make sure that when you think about your own wins for this year, you kind of list not only, you know, kind of the great big achievement that may have happened, but also the smaller things, you know, where you have been part of the team, when you've been part of an important project, when maybe you have supported some special activity that did enable something else to happen. And I really want to make sure that you pay attention to all of it. And you start counting smaller moments as well as the bigger ones. I also want to encourage you to think for yourself about both personal and professional, because normally when we start talking wins and achievements, it quickly turns on to this, you know, sometimes ego-oriented discussion. Okay, what is that indeed greatest project or greatest number I've been able to deliver? But then we also miss out on the big part of our life that happens outside of the working hours. And I want to make sure that you pay attention to those also. So please also think on the personal side, what could have been these other things that happened to you? And all of these wins are yours. Now, giving you maybe an example from myself, I'm going to mention a couple of my wins to inspire the thinking. And we are going to come into an exercise well where you will have the time to look at your wins. So for myself, I'm really, really proud, and I can truly say that I've been able to lift off a very powerful program on empowering women and really starting from who they are, what do they value and what their vision is to deliver at work. And I'm really proud I've been able to kick it off in a very special and authentic format. And I've seen these women grow and also sometimes change jobs, but really for something that's really important for them. I'm also really proud of, those, I've counted 58 women that I've been able, to touch their lives and careers and help some of them to move ahead in their career, but also to some of them to search for jobs. And I'm going to say a couple of words about that as well. I'm also really proud, and some of you have been part of this process, that we've been able to lift off NextGen and connect NextGen to the CEOs. And here on this picture, you see the CEO roundtable of Lead Network, where we've been able to deliver the research on what NextGens want to see happening in the companies and what sort of barriers NextGens are facing. And this process is evolving, and I'm really hopeful that soon we're going to see some bigger things changing to make the workplaces more NextGen fit. And on the personal side, I'm really, really proud that I've been able to co-organize with my partner a move to a new country for our family and also support my little one's integration in a new daycare. It may sound small, maybe not, but when I've been taking some time to just see what things pop up in my head when I think about my wins, what is it that I really want to appreciate myself for this year? These are just some things that came up to my mind. And some of them, I can fully take ownership, like a leadership program that I was able to design and deliver. Some of them, I really feel I've been able to contribute by doing it together with the team, like the CEO process for NextGen. And some of them wouldn't have been possible without, without my partner and lying on the personal side. So this is the feeling of, hey, I am appreciating myself. And now I want to really ask you and pass the ball to you in reflecting what are some wins that you would feel proud and you could appreciate yourself for. Also, both on the personal and professional, also the ones that you fully take the credit for, and maybe some that you co-drove with someone, or maybe you just contributed to, all of them. And I want to offer you a very special way of reliving a certain win. This experience comes from James Pennebaker, a psychologist who has been very active in the 80s, but his research in how one can relive certain experience in his or her life has been very, very powerful, and it's called expressive writing. And I want to offer you to relive your win in an expressive writing mode. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to ask you to think of the one win that really, stands out for you, that almost comes to your mind now when I say this. What's your biggest win this year? It can well be on your personal or professional side, whatever it is that, comes to your mind as a win. And following this idea of re-experiencing the power of your win to make sure, you lift up that momentum and you're using your win to walk through this reflection exercise and enable yourself to build a further vision. Let's dive into this win like it's happening now. So what we're going to do is when you've selected the win that really is powerful for you, please take a pen and a paper. And during the next 5 minutes, please write about this win like it's happening now. In the present tense, in the first voice, like I am doing this right now, and also mentioning the feelings that you have been having while this event has been happening to you. So I'm going to give you an example. So in my case, one professional thing that quickly came to my mind was delivering this NextGen to CEO voice at the CEO roundtable. And when I think about, hey, how have I experienced this event? What I would write in those minutes of reliving this, this this event, I would say I am entering that room with 40 plus CEOs. I'm actually really nervous because normally I get to work with maximum and director level. But then I also feel that a lot depends on how this meeting goes, and almost, you know, the whole work that we've been doing with the team for the past several years may be dependent on this meeting also. And as much as I'm nervous, I start talking to some of these people, and actually they are quite human beings, I must say, despite the fact that they are big CEOs and so. And I speak up about some points in the research that we have made. And after their discussion, I also see them voting for the Next Gen Chapter Initiative. And I really feel happy about it. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is to do the same thing with your win and relive it by rewriting it in the present tense, in the first voice, and mentioning the feelings that you are having for this event. But also, please, while you're doing this for the next 5 minutes, please turn on your win song. And when you've been registering for this event, we've asked you, what is that powerful song that's lifting you up? And you've told us in the registration process. So now Stephanie behind the screen has done an amazing job, and she has piled up your songs in a playlist. So I'm going to ask Stephanie to please post in the chat that document with all the songs that you've told us have been powerful for you last year. So please go into the document, click on your song. It's going to open up for you on YouTube. Have it on for yourself. And for the next 5 minutes, please rewrite, relive your win of the outgoing year. Yeah? Okay, so Stephanie, please do the magic. Please send us the song list. You guys, open it up, find your song, and just go on writing for the next 5 minutes what is happening to you, like your win is happening right now. Now, first voice and your feelings. When you're done, please make sure you are turning your camera on. If you want to do it in your bubble, have camera off, feel free. But then after 5 minutes, I'd really love to see you back and see your faces. Yeah? Great. Do we have the song list?
Yeah, it's posted in the chat. Stephanie's posted it.
Great, super. Bam, so. That was Katy Perry, apparently the winning song of the Winning Song of the Year contest for Next Gen. So I'm going to check in with you if you guys are done or if you need a moment to finish. And I just want to ask, if you're done, can you please turn on your camera back so we can see that you're done? And you know, I want to see how you look after reliving your wins. It's gonna take a moment to have a look at you guys. If you can, please have your camera on. So can someone share, just, you know, voice on, can you share, how do you feel now? Michelle, I'm going to tease you. I see that you're smiling a lot, so go for it.
Yes, no worries at all. To be honest, really great. I was laughing a lot. Reliving the moment. Yes, no. I feel great, to be honest. Do you also want to share the moments that I
If you want to share, you know, what was it about and how did it make you feel?
Actually, it is the moment that I resigned. It may seem very odd that is a win, but it's a very personal win, I would say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think the moment itself was a bit scary and like, oh my god, what are you doing in middle of the crisis, you're going to resign. Mm-hmm. But then actually the moment you handed that letter, you feel so relieved. And the moment you tell your friends, they like go insane from happiness, like, you did it, you're a warrior. My song was also Warrior, so pretty good, to be honest. So reflecting a lot, and you feel at peace at that moment. So
Wow. Thanks for sharing. No. And you know what I appreciate is that, you know, it's a big move for you, obviously, but also it feels like, you know, you are really owning it. And in a way, I you know, I really want to make sure that with this simple yet very working exercise, you can relive your win and really start owning it. And the most important, you know, tip I want to give here is that you can come back to your win at any moment you need it back. And it's almost like that power moment that we want to offer to you guys. Whenever you need, you can rewrite it or even think about it like it's happening to you now. And very likely this is going to get you back into that state of, hey, this is me. This is what I feel I should be doing. And that win song that was supposed to work, but we're going to send it to you in a follow-up mail. Please also own it like that power moment, you know, like that power match, you know, from which you can almost light up that energy and hold to it. So thanks a lot for sharing, Michelle, and I hope each of you has been able to relive your win moment. And that's something we really want you to guys to own. But also, obviously, last year has had challenges like any year. Maybe some of you had a more challenging year. And we want to offer also, you know, kind of a very normalized way of looking at your challenges, because they are also part of the experience. Here, we want you to think of some things that you didn't succeed in, and maybe some things that didn't work out the way you planned or hoped for. And again, both personal and professional. And the key idea is that's okay. All of us have this moment, and we're going to share also, I'm going to share mine. And the idea that I feel is very much next gen oriented is that we want you guys to really kind of accept all of what's happening to you, but be your best supporter in this moment. So when thinking about the challenges, again, think of what comes to your mind. What's your key challenge? I'm going to share mine. Last year has been a dramatically challenging year for me, I must say. I've had to move countries. I have I've lost about 70% of the work that I've been building in the past 5 years. And that's because of the war unfolding in Ukraine. I'm originally Russian, and on the 24th of February, when the war started, I immediately knew I had to do something. The next day I went to protests, and well, as you can see by the news, you know, that didn't help. And for me, that was a moment of losing a big part of how I envisioned also my own country, of, you know, just peace of mind, obviously. It did affect a lot of my professional work, obviously, but that is, of course, nothing to compare with what's happening overall. But it meant for me that I had to really quit working with some of the companies that were supporting the war, that I had to rethink completely, you know, the way I build my work, which was also a lot around bringing a vision for diversity and inclusion into Russia. That there is no much space for it now, unfortunately. And I had to rethink completely what is then my mission. And when looking at this new way, I had to pick up myself almost from, you know, kind of the ground of what's happening, I realized a few things. One is that apparently I can't change everything as much as I would want to. The other thing that I've realized is that I want to make sure that I still do what I really trust in. And for me, it meant that I'll have to find new grounds into which I'll be bringing the vision for women empowerment and finding little ways I can affect the situation that is, of course, unbearable. And for me, it meant that I could find some ways in which I could work with women, refugee women from Ukraine that had to escape their country. And for me, it gave a lot of peace and a lot of new meaning to the work that I do. Obviously, not everyone had to go through this sort of challenges, but I really want to make sure that you think of what your challenge has been and what you could learn from it. And the way we offer that you reflect on your challenges is by this simple model, the ASL model, we call it. The first is that you just acknowledge and accept what didn't work, maybe where you couldn't do what you wanted to do. And for me, yes, a lot of the things that happened to me were not under my control, but also there were things that I thought I could deliver, that I could deliver more, or I could deliver quicker, but I couldn't. And the way I want you to think about your own challenges is that I think each of us is doing the best he or she can in the moment. And I had to accept that, first of all, I cannot change everything. And second, I'm not able to deliver in the circumstances that I'm in as much as I wanted to. As I said, maybe your situation is not, you know, that big of a change this year. But first of all, I really want to make sure that you accept yourself and in acknowledging what didn't work for you. The second thing in this model is to support yourself or get the support from others. In my case, well, first of all, I had to acknowledge I am going to cut a lot of my business for moral reasons, and I'm losing a lot of my business because a lot of Western companies I was working for left Russia for obvious reasons. And I had to support myself in understanding that, okay, it's a big deal for me, except for the whole drama unfolding, but it's also affecting me personally. And I was really lucky to ask and get the support from many other people that were understanding the situation, were really willing to help me, in my case, reestablish my work. And I'm really, really grateful to a lot of them. And the third thing in this model is to learn. Learn from the challenges. And my learnings are, there may be things beyond your control. Honestly, it was a big learning for me. I was really very much in the mindset, I can impact a lot of things that are important, but this year I faced things that I cannot change. I've also learned that when I've built my last year's vision and I was looking at it in preparation for this session, I saw how clear my plans were. But I've learned that what's most important is that I hold to the key idea. In my case, I had to put my idea in some other setting. I hope to be able to bring it back to what I've planned for this year someday. But key is to stick to what's important to you. These are my learnings. And now what I want to offer to you is to think about your own challenge. Think about what didn't go the way you wanted it to go, where maybe you couldn't deliver as much you thought you can. I found myself in a lot of such situations this year. And accept it, support yourself, maybe saying to yourself mentally that, hey, I've done the best I could. And what are your learnings? What is it that you can conclude from this challenge? So what I offer is that we spend several minutes, perhaps another 2 or 3 minutes, on reflecting on your challenge personally. And I'm going to have some shared background music here. And I'm going to ask you to maybe write on that same piece of paper what your challenge was and what is it that you accept in it? What is it that you support yourself or maybe need support from others? And what is it that you learn from your challenge? And I hope to see you back in another 3 minutes. Yeah, we're a little bit behind the time, and I hope you've been able to note some of your challenges this year. And I really want to make sure that you own both your wins and you give yourself the appreciation for that, but also the challenges, and you get the acceptance, the support that you need from yourself or the others, and that you learn from what was important for you this year. I think, Hiromi, I'm going to pass on to you here because we're a bit behind the time.
Yep, it's all right. So as we look back on the year past, it's also important to reflect on what's helped us to get to where we are today, or who helped us to get through the year. So in this kind of final part of the session today, we're going to talk about gratitude. Now, gratitude can mean a lot of different things to different people. So I wanted to share some inspirational quotes on the way that I see gratitude, and that capture it quite well. So As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. Don't let the sun go down without saying thank you to somebody and without admitting to yourself that absolutely no one gets this far alone. And when life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. And when life is bitter, say thank you and grow. I like these quotes because they remind me that feeling grateful is one thing, but it's what we then do with that feeling that actually differentiates us. So I have a video here as well to create a bit of inspiration today that explains the feeling of gratitude in a slightly more concrete way than these inspirational quotes. So let's hear from Simon Sinek and what he has to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take over the screen. Go for it.
Acts of generosity.
I can't see the video though.
Is how simple it is to make people feel good.
I think it's best you share it. You know me, sorry.
All right, let me do it. Mm-hmm. Right. So.
Sound was on, but the video.
Yeah.
Was
on. Can you see YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Acts of kindness, acts of generosity is how simple it is to make people feel good. I was walking down the streets of New York City and a guy walking in front of me, his backpack opened and a bunch of paper fell out on the street. I didn't think much of it. I bent down, I gathered up the papers, handed them back to him and pointed out that his bag had opened. Now in our bodies, there's a chemical called oxytocin. Oxytocin is responsible for all the warm and fuzzies, unicorns and rainbows. It's responsible for all the warm feelings and connectedness we have with each other. Friendship, love. Huge amounts of oxytocin surge through a woman's body as she gives birth. This is what is responsible for the mother-child bond. Oxytocin binds human beings. There are many ways to get oxytocin. One of them is acts of kindness and acts of generosity. It feels good when we do something nice for someone. It feels good when someone does something nice for us. On this particular day, I did something for someone with no expectation of anything in return. I got a little surge of oxytocin. I felt good. He turned to me and he said, "Thank you. It feels nice when someone does something for us with no expectation of anything in return." He felt good. I walked to the end of the street. I'm waiting to cross the street. And a total stranger who happened to be standing next to me said, "I saw what you did back there. That was really cool." As it turns out, witnessing an act of generosity releases oxytocin. And he felt good. And the best part about oxytocin is the more oxytocin we have in our bodies, the more generous we become. It is Mother Nature's way of trying desperately to get us to look after each other. I can guarantee you that man who witnessed what I did something nice for somebody that day simply because he saw someone do something nice for somebody that day. So what if we commit to do something nice for someone with no expectation of anything in return? Imagine what happens at work. Imagine what happens at home. Imagine what happens with our friends. But it must be genuine.
Right. So, Lydia, are you sharing the slides again?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Oh, here we go. Right. So basically, by finding things that we're grateful for and reflecting upon them, we can improve ourselves, we can learn and grow. And we can also spread positive energy. So by feeling grateful and then repaying that gratefulness actually spreads positive energy. So looking into what I'm actually grateful for this year and to whom I'm grateful this year. So let me start with the what. Right. So I've had a really healthy year. I've managed to avoid COVID. Fingers crossed that I don't catch it in the next month. And I usually go through autumn and winter with constant bronchitis and a runny nose. And I've had none of that this year. So I've actually been able to do much more. I've been much more active than I usually am in winter and autumn. So I'm really grateful for that. I've also been given a project to manage outside of the actual function that I currently work in. And it's all for my personal development. I'm really excited about the opportunity. And it's something that I was chosen for because somebody really vouched for me and sponsored me. So really grateful for that sponsorship. And also, I'm super grateful for being back to traveling again. So I've been all around Europe this year. You can see some of my traveling pictures down here. I absolutely love it. I feel privileged and grateful that I can go to new places and get new experiences that I haven't been able to do for the last 2 years because of COVID. So it's kind of like what Lydia said in the beginning. It's not just about the big things, but it's also about the smaller things. Just reflecting upon what do we feel grateful for during this year. So moving on to the who or the whos that I'm grateful for. So I'm really grateful to my family for their continuous and absolutely relentless support. And my boyfriend, who has an abnormal patience level. I think he's not normal. But my family, they always support me. So obviously my boyfriend's here with me, but my family, my parents, my sisters, they are 2,000 kilometers away, but they never, ever lack to be there for me when I need them. So really grateful to them. I'm grateful to my director who sponsored me in that project I previously mentioned. And I'm just really grateful that she believes in me and believes in my potential, because had she not have sponsored me, I probably wouldn't have been able to get the right level of exposure that I needed to land that project. And last but not least, I am very grateful to my buddy. My buddy is a friend, and who's also a colleague. He's my go-to person for everything, good and bad. And he is a person who is always there for me, but he's also someone who genuinely listens. It's not just somebody who you call and, you know, you kind of talk to them and they just go, yeah, I've heard you, but he really listens. Regardless of how unimportant the information is, he's there and he listens. So these are my reflections for this year. We're not going to go into any breakouts or anything, but I just wanted everybody to take 2 minutes to reflect on what you're grateful for this year. So Lydia, if we can get the music back on, just a bit of inspirational, relaxing music. Just have a think about the gratitudes with a capital G or the ones with, you know, just smaller things in life that have happened this year that you think, I'm really grateful to this person or to this thing that has happened to me this year. It's actually really nice. As I sit here with this relaxing music, I'm sitting in my warm office and I'm looking outside and it's actually snowing. It's a very inspirational moment. Very, one of those really created for reflection. So does anybody feel up for sharing some of their big or small gratitudes that they're feeling this year? Anybody?
If you want, I can share it.
Go for it, Michelle. Go for it.
No, I think gratitude really this year is our friends, family, and the husband. But I think moreover, actually, the moment that you really realize that you're happy to or grateful that you have so many warm people around you. I mean, if you would have asked me like a year, 2 years ago or 4 years ago, I was working like insanely hard, like continuously. And I would have answered the same, like, yeah, I'm grateful for my family, friends, husband, whatever. But this year, when really shit goes down, the moment you really realize that you're nothing without them, that was for me the most grateful, let's say, moment that I realized that. So it's, yeah.
Thank you. No, I completely agree that this the difficult moments that really show, right? You know, who's there and who isn't.
Yeah.
Anybody else like to share? No? All right. Okay. So on to the last piece then of today, which is around the vision. So we reflected on the ups and the downs of the year. We've thought about the gratefulness that we feel towards our environment, towards other people. And now it's time to kind of imagine ourselves in 2023 in the new year. So in one word, what will be your vision for yourself in 2023? Basically, what will be your theme for the new year? Now, we're going to do a Slido, which is kind of like a Mentimeter for those of you who have never used it. It's all, of course, anonymous, so whatever you type will be anonymous. So please scan the QR code and start typing the one word that will be your theme for the new year. And the words will come up on the screen and we'll see them. So please go ahead, Stephanie. Did everybody catch that QR code? Sorry, that disappeared off the screen. No. Can we, hang on, Lydia, was that you? Can you share that again, please? Sorry, Stephanie. Okay, here we go. Yep, creative, peace, completeness, courage, nice. Any others? Very good. Determination, focus, energy, partnership, support on each other, peace. Yep, definitely. Confidence, happy, empowerment. Any more? Some energy. Yeah. Some more coming, I can see. Yeah. Keep rocking. I like that one. Yeah, I think there's a common theme coming through here. I think we all wish for that, don't we? Yep, renewal, fearless. All right. So this is the end of today's session. I hope you've all had a chance to reflect and hope that you continue the reflection as you kind of work on your vision going into the new year. Lydia, any final words from your side? You're mute.
Yeah, I just feel extremely grateful, you know, for all of you guys being here today with us. This session has really been, you know, for creating that feeling of accepting, you know, your incompleteness and getting in the mindset of what is it, your theme, you know, and your power feeling for the year to come. And I feel a lot of my energy comes from doing what we do with NextGen. So I feel extremely grateful for all of you for, you know, working in this team and for showing up for this event. And I feel we're doing something extremely powerful. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I think it's a wrap then. Then please, you know, kind of have your fireworks, Katy Perry, whatever it is, done for you. Take all of it, reflect further for yourself what the plan is to execute that vision. And we see you in the new year. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for joining. Have a good holiday.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Very nice session.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.